your last peaceful weekend, perhaps, as things in the Mideast really start to heat up. Looking like war is coming. Looking about like war is headed our way in the Middle East. Iran, over the weekend, sending in a couple hundred drones and missiles towards Israel, all of them blocked by the Iron Dome, which is, of course, something that you and I have paid for. So you might be thinking to yourself, okay, well, if I've already paid for the defense of Israel, do I really have to pay for the war?
Iran is the world's biggest state sponsor of terror. Its network of terror doesn't just threaten the people of Israel, Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria. The regime in Iran fuels the war in Ukraine and beyond. Iran will bear the consequences for choosing to escalate the situation any further. Israel is on high alert. We have increased our readiness to protect Israel from further Iranian aggression. We are also prepared to respond.
This is a missive from a guy reading into a teleprompter while wearing an IDF uniform. Iran bears the response. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, "We intercepted, we blocked, together we will win." After Israeli forces downed Iranians' aerial barrage. After the news of the attack was announced, mobs surged into the capital of Tehran, burning Israeli and U.S. flags and waving toy missiles. Yay, good job, Tehran! British, U.S., French, and Jordanian forces, plus Israel's defense systems, downed all of the aerial assets of Iran. Israel pledged to build a regional coalition in the face of the Iranian threat. Adding to his "exact a price" comment, he said, quote, "Iran is a global problem, a regional challenge, and a danger to Israel as well. And today the world stood clearly together with Israel against the threat." Israel's cabinet minister, Miki Zohar, called for a response of unprecedented force to remove the head of the snake. A close ally of his said ominously, "I don't think anybody in his right mind can expect not to retaliate after hundreds of missiles were fired in our direction. Of course we listen, we consult with all our friends in the world, but the last word shall be ours." The world is holding its breath right now, waiting for a disproportionate response by the Jewish people. Because that's more or less what has already happened in Gaza. A disproportionate response by the Jewish people. A pretext for genocide. A pretext for real conflict. Except in this instance, it won't be so easy for the Jewish people to conduct radical, genocidal homicide on a specific people in a specific land for specific reasons. I don't see how the Jewish people going it alone, even with American taxpayer dollars, even with American weapon systems, I don't see how they can realistically engage in a search and destroy mission against all Persian people by themselves. Not going to happen. So we're probably not going to see a genocide against Persians. But it's definitely worth waiting around and wondering if the Jewish nation will act disproportionately. Why do I say that they would act disproportionately? Well, because nobody was harmed. Nobody was harmed in the... It's like the little disclaimer after one of these commercials, you know. They used to do that in the late 90s, early 2000s. No animals were harmed in the making of this television ad. There should be a little disclaimer after every Israeli defense minister gets up. No Jews were harmed in the making of this proxy war. Iran, the Persians, launched a barrage of missiles towards Israel, all of which were deflected, disarmed. Not a one of them hit their target. It was almost like a fireworks display. If you've seen the pictures of it, I don't know if you've seen the pictures of it, but it was kind of fireworksy, almost like a light show, like a laser light show. People aren't even falling for it. Candace Owens isn't falling for it. She's like, yeah, this war propaganda, it's not working. All right? It's not working anymore. Meanwhile, our enemies are laughing at us. Our enemies, if you're wondering whether or not the Persians are scared of the United States, these videos of United States service members, men, that are dressing in drag are now making their way around the internet, and our enemies are laughing at us. I was patient, yeah. Here's a guy. I was patient. Here's a guy wearing a United States Army fatigues. He's pointing to his dress uniform. Hey, now I can scream. And then it cuts to him wearing drag, and he looks like a woman. Somehow he's grown breasts too. I'm not sure how that happened. And it's the same guy.
She was like, oh my God, I could never wear that. And I was like...
Here's another one. A U.S. Army sergeant with his name tag, Whaley, available. And he's wearing his Army fatigues.
Let me show you how to... Abracadabra, these, oh,
I got answers the way I... Okay, so there you go. And now he is looks like an absolute whore. Military recruitment is down. This is a mockery of our armed services, direct threat to our national security. How anyone can sign up for this is beyond me. This is Biden's military. So, if you don't think that our enemies are watching us, if you don't think that they are taking note of the fact United States service members are dressing in drag, then I don't know what to tell you. Netanyahu must escalate this thing to survive, but I'm not so sure that the Persians are very, very afraid of us. And now, of course, if the Persians and the Jews go to war and the United States gets involved, then the Russians will be involved. And that'll be it, ladies and gentlemen. That'll be World War III right there. I'm sure some Arabs will get involved as well. And then at the right time, in the right place, in the right way, the patient Chinese giant will enter the chat. And at that point, things could go very, very sideways. Colonel Douglas McGregor, on Judge Andrew Napolitano's podcast, makes the claim that Netanyahu, he's got to up the ante. There's no way he can't. Like, he just has to, or politically he won't survive.
Mr. Netanyahu must escalate to survive. And he believes that escalating the war is ultimately Israel's salvation. How do you escalate the war? You goad Iran into attacking you. And this is a direct provocation designed to precipitate a major response from Iran. So it's a foregone conclusion that if Mr. Netanyahu is successful and we are dragged into this, we will end up fighting with the Russians directly. Most of your political class is bought and paid for by the Israeli lobby. Hatred has taken over. Emotion has taken over. There is no rational calculus unless you want to judge plans for the annihilation of Arabs in Gaza, in the West Bank and potentially southern Lebanon as a rational calculus. I don't think you're going to see a deliberate counterstrike from Iranian soil, because again, the Iranians don't want a war. This is the thing that has to be understood. Nobody in the region except the Israelis and the United States are enthusiastic about the war. I think that the globalist elites that are ruling the states in Europe, in Western Europe primarily, are unwilling to admit the truth, because they know if they admit the truth, they'll be held accountable at the ballot box and they will lose. I think they're going to lose anyway. But when the truth comes out, they've had it, because they've also committed suicide economically, as you know, by rejecting cheap Russian energy and turning to us for expensive energy and to other means, you know, believing that the future consists of windmills and solar panels. There's no future for windmills and solar panels. That's a lot of nonsense. Civilization needs a lot of cheap, effective energy. You're only going to get that from coal, oil, gas, and nuclear power. But they're going to persist in this fantasy as long as they can. They have nowhere else to go. The whole thing is a farce. It's a bad joke. It is foreshadowing the end of the European Union, I think, and the end of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, all to support this mindless, impulsive war against Russia, utilizing the Ukrainian people and their country as cannon fodder. But then again, I think that we have perhaps the most ill-equipped, ill-prepared people in the history of this country running our foreign and defense policy.
And that's the point I was making earlier. We have the most ill-equipped and ill-prepared people in the country running our DOD.
As well as our domestic agenda. They don't live in the real world. They're in a bubble in Washington. I run into people all the time that say, you know, there's no economic crisis. There's no problem. We can continue to print money. And all you have to do is use your head and understand that every 100 days we add another $1 trillion to the national sovereign debt. But that doesn't make any difference, because we dominate the world financially. Well, that's changing. And now that Moscow has the lead in the BRICS, and that BRICS organization is growing rapidly, I think you're going to see a move to gold-pegged currency in much of Eurasia. And as that develops, the dollar is going to be reduced in importance and essentially expelled.
Colonel Douglas McGregor tying together a whole bunch of disparate ideas that are all interrelated. He believes that Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi, needs to escalate this war in order to survive politically. He views it as, quote, the salvation of Israel. Of course, the Jews have always thought about their salvation in terms of temporal terms, military terms. Bibi Netanyahu needs to escalate this conflict. And when he does, that involves Russia, who's already fighting in Ukraine, whom we are already conducting a proxy war against.